center field. This should do it. Robles will squeeze it, and there it is! The Washington Nationals are National League champions! There will be a World Series in D.C.
You betcha there will. A big result yesterday for the Nationals. They beat the Cards 7-4 to wrap up a sweep series in the National League Finals, and they are heading off to the World Series, and it is very, very exciting business for the Washington Nationals, the first time in their history. Of course, they were the Montreal Expos, and then they became the Washington Nationals in 2005. So there's only a brief history in these colours and this naming of the franchise, so to speak, in US sport, but very exciting occasion it is anyways. You're a baseball man. Why do you be all over that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting, and there hasn't for a while been too many good teams in Washington either. So I think this is a very exciting time for people that love their sport in the nation's capital.
Well, let's have a chat to one of those people in the nation's capital. Sam Fortier from the Washington Post has been good enough to join us the day after the Nationals are through to the World Series. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're going very well, buddy. More importantly, how's Washington doing?
Washington couldn't be doing better. I mean, last night, the Nationals won Game 4 to secure a sweep of the Cardinals and go to the World Series for the first time in franchise history. And I got home at about 5 in the morning, and the city was not ready to go to sleep still. So what a night it was in Washington, D.C.
So my colleague Whitey was saying before there haven't been many great sporting teams coming out of Washington for quite some time. Is that a part of this, that it's about bloody time that we've had someone that's half decent?
Absolutely. I mean, the two biggest teams in this city are the Redskins of the football of the NFL, and they are incompetent and have not been able to put together a winning season in quite some time. And for the Nationals to put together what they have, and before the season they never made it out of the first round of the playoffs, and for them to get through the second round and go to the World Series, I mean, this has just been a sort of remarkable run they've been on.
So you've got such great pitchers, the Nationals, Scherzer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many good pitchers, but it was your bats this time that got firing. So putting up 7 runs early in yesterday's game was the key to the win.
Absolutely. I mean, this team was built on starting pitching. That's how they won the first 3 games of this series. They hadn't allowed, any earned runs. But, I mean, the bats came out, and they really took it to the Cardinals starter, Dakota Hudson. He has a lot of trouble staying in the strike zone. But when he went there, the Nationals hit him. He lasted 15 pitches, and the Nationals scored ultimately 7 runs off the base runners he allowed. It was sort of a remarkable outburst. Because the Cardinals, before they struggled to score runs, last round they scored 10 runs in the first inning of the game that they won against Atlanta to get here. So it was sort of giving them a taste of their own medicine late in this series.
And you talk about how good the bats were, and you lose Bryce Harper in the offseason, who was one of the highest paid free agents. How significant is this? Because a lot of people thought the Nationals were no chance without Harper in the lineup.
Absolutely. I mean, you lose a player like him. I mean, he was drafted first overall way back in 2010. He was, kind of the seen as the savior to this inept franchise. And he came here and he did a lot of good. And he, was an excellent player. But the Nationals have really replaced him in terms of statistics with Juan Soto, their 20-year-old, left fielder out of the Dominican Republic. He's, an incredible hitter. And he's really replaced him on the field. He's not the same star, but he's given this team what they needed. And last year, the Nationals turned in a pretty disappointing season, missed the playoffs. Some people say, some players say, because the Bryce Harper contract situation was a little distracting. Now, you have a lot of players who are still under contract, and a few stars, Anthony Rendon most notably, could leave in the offseason, but this team really was just able to put that, those sort of distractions behind them that they might have had last year with Bryce Harper, and were able to move on here in the playoffs.
So, Sam, can you quite believe what's happened, because obviously you lose players in the off season, you start the season extremely poorly. The Nationals haven't been a great team since moving from Montreal. Then all of a sudden now you find yourself seeing in a World Series. I mean, how is this possible?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's something people have been trying to puzzle out all season. And at that poor start of the season, they started 19-31. And then over the last 112 games, became the best team in baseball, tied for the best team in baseball record-wise. And really, they attribute their manager, Dave Martinez, for making that happen. Dave Martinez has this, you know, it's a cliche, but he always says, let's go 1-0 tomorrow. He's a very let's focus on today kind of guy. And while that seemed pretty maddening when the team was struggling so hard, it ended up being less problematic and more prophetic, because the Nationals were able to go 1-0, you know, so many days for the rest of the season and become the third team ever to go from 12 games below 500 at any point in the season to then making the playoffs.
So take us into Washington. Now, you work for the Washington Post, but just the sporting culture of the city. We think of Washington, we think of two things. We think of, obviously, politics. But from a sporting point of view, I think the Washington Redskins are one of the most famous sporting teams in America, albeit not being overly successful in recent times. Is it a sporting culture like a Boston, or is it one that's sort of just around the edges because there hasn't been much success?
I wouldn't say there's a sporting culture like a Boston here. I think D.C. is, you know, it's a transplant city. It, you know, it changes a lot with every political administration. But I would say that, you know, the suburbs that you see around the city, more the, you know, the locals here, I think you saw it last night in sort of what I was alluding to about seeing, you know, fans stayed out behind the stadium until 3 in the morning hoping to get autographs from players who were leaving after a long night of celebrating. You know, just to be in the city, I think the sporting culture of D.C. is that of, you know, they do love their teams here. Obviously, the Nationals are new. They only moved here 14 years ago. But it's quickly, you know, it replaced a team that left long ago in the 1930s. So I think that those fans who had that generational gap, who had lived here and endured, you know, a city without baseball for so long, now that the Nationals have returned, they, you know, they're good again. It's really sort of capturing the city's attention because, you know, it's exciting. This is the way, you know, at a time in America when politics are so fraught and everything is so divisive, this sort of gives the nation's capital something to unite over and something that people can really get behind no matter what your politics are.
And you might have a bit of time to celebrate this this victory in the World Series appearance, because in the American League, the Yankees and the Astros are playing each other, and it's 2-1 in that series. So that could go down to seven the way things are rolling. You might have a bit of time to just bask in the afterglow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for a team that's never been here before, this kind of gives them a nice runway to enjoy it. I think it also gives them perhaps a strategical advantage, depending on how long the ALCS goes. Because the Nationals, obviously, they're a top-heavy team. They have a lot of that starting pitching we talked about earlier, but they also only have three relievers who they really trust. So this gives them time to not only set up their starting rotation how they'd like it strategically against whoever they play, but also it gives them time to rest their relievers, because when the World Series comes, those guys will be leaned down a lot.
Is there a chance that maybe the momentum might be lost, though? Is on the flip side of that?
Yeah, I think that's always a concern. Some people on the radio around here were suggesting the Nationals shouldn't win in four games. They should keep playing a little bit to stay in rhythm. And Nationals teams in the past, the ones that have clinched a spot in the playoffs earlier in the season, have said that they thought, you know, they might have gotten a little flat in such a long wait for the playoffs to begin. So that danger certainly remains. But I think this Nationals team, with as veteran as they are, with as experienced as they are, they'll take the rest over the potential, downside.
So tell me, there's a big like 8-page wraparound in the Post today. Is that what's happening for the Nationals?
Yes, there's a large wraparound, and there'll be a special World Series preview section for sure sometime before we get going here. It's really sort of captured the city's fancy, and we're going all out to fill that.
Well, good luck to you. A fantastic thing for your city there at the Washington Nationals. They make their world first ever World Series after the National League Championship victory yesterday. Well done to you boys, Sam. Good luck through the World Series. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.